This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't like that T-Hack has like cornered the market on good relationships.
What?
I've had, just because all my marriages have failed doesn't mean they were, it does mean they were eventually bad, but they were... I'm not terrible at relationships.
Hmm. No, we just blame her the whole time.
Right.
Yeah, there we go.
It's never me. They're all psychos. Right?
Mm-hmm. It's always a red flag when someone says, like,
I was
all
kidding.
Of my exes are psychos. This time, maybe.
There are phrases that will improve your relationship. And as we were about to go on air with this, Aaron's like, I'm sure you've never heard any of these slackers.
But then I said, I haven't either.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah.
Tiak, have you read through the phrases?
I have, yeah. Yeah. It was like it's like they were listening in on our conversation.
He actually wrote the article.
Yeah, I was consulted.
Steve, you're a person who doesn't want commitment.
Right.
You don't, like, do you see something? Like, I don't normally defer to you on things of relationship, but then there's also that thing where there are times where there's a parenting issue and everybody's down in their feels and you just can't get it. And Steve's just up there on his high horse with no dog in the hunt and just goes, it's obvious, chop the bicycle in half. Like, whoa, my God, it's such a biblical thing to do. And like, you're smart, like, to a fault on weird things like this.
You're right.
Do you think... Even though you don't believe in love, do you think T-Hack is somehow in the perfect relationship?
Somehow. I kind of focused on that one, but yes, he is in the perfect... Yeah.
Because he's great, because she's great.
Because they're they found a way to be great together. I know we have in our head that she's like on the pedestal and stuff.
Because we spend every day with him, and it's like, what?
And he kind of keeps up in her wake. Kind
you know, her coworkers are like, oh, T-Hack, he's the best. He sounds so great.
Doubtful. I mean,
he's just on a pedestal.
No,
all the time.
There's not. No. I just. So let's go through the five phrases.
Is there phrases that improve the relationship?
Yeah. Phrase number one.
Thank you.
Is it bad that I skipped over that one? I didn't even see it in the article.
No, I kind of did too. I had to go back up. I'm like, there's only four.
So what is this? These markings. Tahanku? I've never heard of such.
Tahanku.
And you know what? I'm going to guess something about T-Hack right now when he thanks his wife. It's going to be about the little things. Never anything big. He recognizes and appreciates the small things that she does. And I'm betting that's the thank yous that she gets.
I try really hard to, especially like if I come home and let's say the garbage cans are pulled back in after the truck came, because normally that's my job. But sometimes when I come home, they're already in. That's the first thing. Hey, thanks for bringing the cans back in.
Boom.
But the cans had to get back in. So nobody needs thanked for that.
But I was going to do it. She saw they were out. So she, it's like how you view it.
With the thank yous, it's not necessarily about actually saying it, but it's more so I see what you did.
Okay,
like, it's not going unknown.
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Jesus. Yeah, I'm terrible at this one. Because it's just, like I said, like, I do the little things all the time, and I don't need anything for that.
Right.
So that when you do it,
I don't think
you need anything for it. You know what I mean?
You said something a long, long time
Please
ago.
Please don't bring this up.
And I didn't agree with it, and then I agree with it, and I don't. You said, Your job is to do these things. Why am I complimenting you on something that you're supposed to be doing anyway?
Both of our jobs are that.
But people need that little...
I guess I'm just bad at that.
Lesser people than us.
Right. Like, that. I just feel like the bar is here, and if as soon as you go over that bar, then maybe. But, like, just day-to-day life... God, could you bomb
that's
down
expected.
And like, way to put that in the dishwasher, man. Thank you. Way to like, it was like, God, just
well,
get
I think
it done.
Specifically with the can example, because that's my job, right? So if a lot of times that could be taken as passive aggressive. Oh, why did she, am I not doing it right? Why did I not do it quick enough? Why did she do the job that I was supposed to do? But if I go in and go, I saw that you did that. I noticed. Thank you. Then she has an opportunity to go, yeah, actually, could you bring it in sooner? Or she could go, oh, yeah, I just saw they were out. And then it diffuses any sort of weird, like, is she mad? Or it's like, you just
and
you
finally,
get through it.
To cap that off, T-Hack, she might keep doing it in the future if you do that. And it might not be his job anymore.
Steve,
so, hey.
This is why you're not in a relationship.
You look so sexy when you bring this can in.
Man, it's so hot. I just want to buy you a car. The next one. Help me understand this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Isn't this like a therapy thing, isn't it? I've never been, but we use these a lot.
I've never been. This is my perfect relationship that doesn't need counseling.
This is a veiled insult. I like this. This insults the other person. So could you say it again real quick?
Help me understand this.
You are so effed up that I can't understand. Just help me.
No. Yes. No. Yeah. It's saying, it's like instead of saying, I don't understand this, because I don't understand this means,
oh, I'm sorry,
like,
you don't.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I'm sorry, but you don't. Like, that's on you.
But it's like, it's asking for the help. Am I right? It's a different way of going, like, Steve, you never say thank you, or as opposed to going, I feel like you don't appreciate me enough. Totally same idea, but I used I feel instead of saying you don't,
and
I say I feel
like
I don't get enough appreciation.
And that is perfect. The way
and help me is like, instead of like, I don't understand, is like, help me, you, me, together. We're going to together understand whatever is happening.
Clearly, you need help, and I'm above that, so I can't really.
This is why you're. Do you do this one?
Yeah, a lot. Or it's like, what I'm hearing you say is, it's kind of another version, is if we're having a conversation. Yep. Like,
that's
I'm
a
hearing
good one.
You say this. Is that what you're trying to say? And yes or no. And then, yeah. That's like the therapy one, right? It's like, what I'm hearing you say is...
Yeah, trust me, marriage counseling more than once, they do that thing where at the end of them talking, you're supposed to do like an active listening portion where you're actually hearing what they're saying. Rough.
Then, you got to take the AirPod out.
I'm like, oh, what? I do the double tap on my ear.
What?
Go ahead. Finish up. And then you go, then you're supposed to repeat back a summary of what they said and say something to the effect of, I hear you saying, and what happened in my marriage counseling experience is when I did that part, it's like, that's not what I said.
They're actually in the next room. This is like,
you're just quoting Bon Jovi lyrics. Were you listening to Bon Jovi in your AirPods? Is that what you're doing? No. What I'm hearing you say is Tommy worked on the dock and the union went on strike. He's down on his luck, right? It's
and
tough.
Then you're like, what?
All right, next one is kind of a two-parter. I can forgive you. Can you forgive me? So you say one or the other. It's like
even if
when
I
you're
don't,
in conflict, you go like, I can forgive you. Or you're in conflict and go, hey, can you forgive me?
By starting by saying, I can forgive you, that tells me, I'm telling you, you're wrong. And everything you said was wrong up until now. So I can forgive you for being wrong all the way up until.
No, it's more like if... It's keeping in mind the bigger picture of like, we're married and we want to stay married. That's like the ultimate goal. We want to stay married. So like, if something happens and we're
we tell you a little secret, buddy.
Oh no.
We've seen how Uncle Slacker lives. We want to stay. We're gripping on as long as we can.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So we're talking about the five phrases that will improve your relationship. An article that I wished had come out, I don't know, just a few years ago.
Oh.
So far, it's thank you. So showing appreciation for one another.
Okay, you got to say it's a phrase. Thank you. I'm trying to get these in my head.
I think what they're saying is not mansplaining things. Probably, I don't know if it's on the list. No, but it is. It is one of the things I'm terrible
just
about.
Just appreciate.
If we're gonna get all the way down in the weeds, I don't say thank you to anybody in this room like ever, do I? Mm-hmm. And I probably should.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
I'm not going to. Don't get me wrong. This would be an awkward time to say it. But like, when do we ever go like? Yeah. Hey man, thank you. Like, what a great thanks.
Well, like someone handed you a piece of candy, you say thank you. I mean,
yeah. For that, but thank you for like what Tiak was alluding to with the thank you is like, don't say thank you for the piece of candy. Say thank you for just the little like the
for
thing,
remembering
like,
or the gesture
yeah.
or
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, like thank you for bringing the trash cans in.
Well, yeah. Isn't that your first line of defense against them feeling underappreciated? Is just
yes.
micro appreciations, I guess, all
oh
the time.
God, don't use the word micro.
I don't know.
Because there's the microaggressions out there now. It drives me crazy. Because then you can call anything. Like, oh my God, you just shook your head at me. What was that?
You're wondering.
That's a little microaggression right
every
there, Steve.
Little thing.
Everything can be a microaggression.
Okay.
Like, and then everything's a little, I just nodded my head at you. That's a micro appreciation. Like, no, it's not.
But
say thank you out loud. No, didn't you see me nod? Like, no.
Well, because it's easy. If my wife plans a big trip for my birthday, it's easy at the end to go, hey, that was awesome. Thank you so much for that huge thing. The work
is the little
thing. The groundwork, is the everyday stuff.
Okay.
Next up is help me understand this. It's just bringing yourselves into a common, like,
I'm
instead of, I don't
anymore.
Get it, and like being like defensive
just
or whatever.
Me,
it's
yeah,
like,
what
hey,
am I missing here? I'm missing something.
Let's work together.
Yeah.
And find.
Yeah. The novel ideas. In
I know. It's so stupid. The worst part is like all these are so.
Obvious.
You don't say them either, Aaron.
No.
I can forgive you. Can you forgive me? So it's basically. It's basically...
We're both wrong.
Or it's... I think you choose one or the other depending on which side of the argument you're
right.
in. But it's like saying, hey, at the end of this, can we find a place to be okay? At the end of whatever this argument is, mm-hmm. are we going to be able to forgive each other? Can you forgive me for like not bringing in the trash cans? Or forgive me for whatever. Forgetting that the daisy is your favorite flower. Like,
okay.
you bring her a whole bunch of roses. Like, you know, I don't like roses. Oh, God, can you forgive
me? Can you forgive me for...
Right.
Okay.
Couple more.
Yeah.
Five phrases that will keep you out of my divorce attorney's office. This one is weird, and I know I almost never have said it, but I am committed to you.
Is that one that you would like to hear, though?
Nice.
As an insecure person, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, they say this after you duked it out, you had your argument, and then at the
or
wrap
just
it up?
Anytime. It's like, you say it all the time, and it kills me to say that you're right, but couples who are together have the throwaway love ya.
Oh, yes.
Love ya.
Yeah, as a bye.
And when you don't put the I in there, it's even more sort of impersonal or whatever.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's like my conversation start with hola and end with love ya.
Yes, it's a throwaway.
Like, literal, like,
there's no meaning
nothing.
Whatsoever.
But like to look at somebody and go, I'm committed to you.
I'm still committed.
Yeah,
we're
I'm, like,
gonna fight,
I'm not going
but...
anywhere. Whatever. And I think if you can muster up the strength to say that.
It makes him mad
when
even
she's
more.
Got the Biore strip on her nose, yes, and her hair's in curlers. Not that anybody does that anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, God, do you guys do that?
We do, yeah. We do often, yeah. We try to say, I'm committed to you. I'd marry you again. I'm in love with you. Instead of I love,
you do say that.
I'm in love with you. Yeah.
Because if you're just love, then you're not.
Yeah. I mean, it's not every time. We still have the hello. We still do.
You're getting really good at it.
Any chance I get, I will say that to whomever. But we try to, yeah. In addition to that, and it's not even just a fight or anything. It's just anytime. Yeah.
Wow.
And I think, again, it's kind of your defense against boredom, monotony. Yep. Underappreciation.
But it's just a bigger, it's stronger than I love you, because I love a lot of people. I mean, as I've grown, like, I think you're afraid of saying you love a lot of people, Steve, but like,
in love is,
but no, but like, committed is even bigger than love, because you can, like, I love sushi, but I'm not committed to sushi. Like, I'm a little committed to sushi,
you
but like
committed.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you look at somebody and go, I'm in this, like, I'm
no matter what, yeah. I'm in this.
I'm in this.
I'm like, dang it. I'm
hoping for you, none of this is on you, Steve.
Okay, cool.
Well, I think a lot of it, too, is like we talk about manifesting and stuff sometime on the show. And I think a lot of times the more you just say things and then you become acting as you act as if, right? The more you say, like, I'm in love with you, I'm committed to you, then any chance you get to act differently, you're like, but I'm in love with that person. I'm committed to that. I've just said that hundreds of times out loud, like, you start acting better towards each other.
Can I ask you, I don't know if you want to answer this honestly or not, but did you start saying it kind of faking it and now you feel it? Or did you, do you know what I'm saying? Because, like, so many of the manifesting things, like, the first time you're outside, like, laying crystals on a rock in the moonlight with a mason jar of water, you're like, this is all bull. But then you're like, if I just keep doing this, good crap's going to happen to me, right? Because, I mean, Steve's not done it. But you're writing down your intentions and throwing them into, like, whatever. It kind of feels stupid, but, like, what Tiag is saying is very true, but it's like, was the first time where you're like, I'm committed to you, and, like, and I love you, and I'll spend forever, and I marry you again. And, like, was it kind of...
I don't think it was faking it, because we've been doing it our whole... Like, we were still newlyweds doing it in the honeymoon phase, so that was good. But I think as far as, like, saying, like, well, we don't fight, we work on our problems, and then you want to fight, and it's like, but... We don't fight, we work on our problems. And then, so why would I fight with you when we don't fight, we work on our problems?
So much. Hey, I genuinely dislike you, dude.
Which would you rather do?
Oh, my wife does too. So that's the problem.
No, okay, so there's one more. There's one more that is almost bigger than all the other ones combined. And it's one that I know I never say.
Uh-oh.
I like you.
I like you.
Yes.
Oh, because you can love somebody.
When you're in a marriage,
that makes
sense.
You're
committed, and you love, but you don't.
You're not going to like everything they do.
And if you can...
Yeah, this is the one I like to hear the most, because Aaron nailed it off air. I'm insecure,
yes,
and I know I'm annoying. I'm bothering her. I won't stop talking to her off about shoes or whatever that she doesn't care about, but I know she loves me, so she'll give it to me, but also I know I'm annoying her, so I like to hear, I like you.
Just every once in a while, she just... Yeah. But did she say that to shut you up? It's like...
Yeah,
I like you.
I'll take whatever I can
now
get.
Now go upstairs, and you're like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.